Let's turn our attention to history just before my career becomes history and talk hidden history with Charles Fay. Charles, good morning to you.
Morning.
he's stunned.
He sounds exceedingly underwhelmed by that.
We're supposed to be talking about the police today. Maybe we should send them down your way.
Hey, I'll do the funny stuff, Charles, all right?
well, you try to.
Well, exactly, yeah. So Bendigo Police, we thought, you know, I was just thinking about it the other day. So, you know, gold's discovered, settlers come in, must be a bit of a wild, wild west to start with. At what point does somebody think, well, we need a police force, and how do they go about it? What's the history of the Bendigo Police Force?
Well, I think the history of the Bendigo Police Force is very much the sort of, I suppose, the history of the Victorian Police Force. I think the important thing is that in Victoria, the police have always been centralised, so sort of been run from Melbourne and dispatched out to the goldfields. I've just been going through the Gold Commissioner's correspondence, and you get very early in the, I suppose, 1852, 53, you get requests for extra police. Unfortunately, he never tells you how many police come to Bendigo, but I think the thing is that all the diggers were armed, and they used to let their sort of guns off at the end of the day's work. But basically, I think the goldfields were fairly they're a well-behaved lot. And, you know, they were there to find gold. There were some disturbances I found. So for example, October 1853, there was a report of 13 bushrangers arrested in White Hills. But what it strikes me in the early years, what the police were basically doing were chasing down diggers for the licence. And this is one of the great complaints of the diggers, that the police's job was not really to protect them, but to take money from them.
It's amazing, you know, nothing's changed. Like now when we see speed cameras and what have you, oh, it's just the police raising money, taking money. It was pretty much the same back then.
Yeah, it was. Except, I suspect they had more justification back in the early 1850s.
Yeah, possibly.
But the thing is, I think that really happens very quickly is when we get self-government from about 1856, it seems to me that the police force in Bendigo is very well regulated, and the town has a very sort of strong force of police. So by 1857, the police in Bendigo are divided into two groups. So you've got the mounted police, and in 1857 there was something like 21 mounted constables in Bendigo. But the real work, I think, of policing Bendigo from the 1857 onwards was done by the poor old foot plods. and there were 40 of these who sort of worked the various gold fields around Bendigo. I suspect as a policeman in the 1850s, it was much more glamorous to be in the mounted police. In the mounted police, you carried a sword, a pistol, and a carbine, but the poor old foot policeman who walked around the streets had nothing else but a pair of handcuffs, a notebook, and a wood truncheon.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, mounted police seems like the way to go. So what sort of population in the numbers you mentioned there, 21 mounted and 40 foot police, what was the population of Bendigo around about that time? Do you have that number to hand?
10,000, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's enough to keep them busy, I imagine.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking at some of the arrests that were made. That's quite fascinating. Guess what the main work of policemen was?
Drunken disorderly.
Yes, drunken disorderly. I estimated that about a third of all police work was associated with dealing with drunks.
Well,
but they were dealing with some jobs they wouldn't be dealing with now.
No.
About 10% of their work was associated with offences to do with policing the Chinese Act.
Oh, God. No, yeah, well, it's good that some things have changed. Hey, Charles, fascinating stuff. Thank you as always, and look forward to having a chat to you next week.
Okie doke, then.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History.